好，弟兄姊妹，我们翻到加拉太书。
Brothers and sisters, we open the Bible for Galatians.
加拉太书的第一章11-24节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 11-24.
好，我们翻到以后，我们同声朗读。你可以选择读中文或者读英文。
We read it together. You can choose your language.
好，加拉太书第一章11节。
Verse 11.
弟兄们，我告诉你们，我素来所传的福音不是出于人的意思，
how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it. And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation.
我为我子民及传更加热心，然而那把我从母腹里分出来的又施恩召我来的神，既然乐意把他儿子的启示在我心里，叫我把他传到外邦人当中，我就没有与属血气的人商量，也没有上耶路撒冷去见那些比我先做使徒的，唯独拿了伯去，后来又回到大马色，过了三年才上耶路撒冷去见基法，和他同住了15天。至于别的使徒，除了主的兄弟雅各，我都没有看见。我写给你们不是谎话，这是我在神面前说的。以后我到叙利亚和基大利境内，那时犹太信徒基督的各教会都没有见过我的面，不过听说我从前逼迫我们的，现在传那先前残害的无知的道，我们 好，我们再简单一个祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢主，你把这些话语赐给我们。
Dear Lord, we thank you to give us these words.
主啊，愿你圣灵的光能够光照我们。
May your light shine on us.
愿我们能够读懂你的话。
So we can truly understand you.
愿主你在我们其中。
May you be with us.
愿主你亲自向我们的心灵讲话。
May you speak to ourselves.
保守我们的时间。
We commit the time to your hands.
我们这样的祷告祈求奉你宝贵的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
好，弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
加拉太书被称作是基督徒的大宪章。
The book of Galatians is called the Christians and the Great Charter.
那我们知道是马丁路德改教一个很重要的依据。
It's a very basic evidence from Martin Luther when he changed the Confirmation.
也是马丁路德视为最宝贵的一卷书。
It's the most precious book for Martin Luther.
当还没有监狱书信之前，那罗马书和加拉太书被视为是最高的启示。
Before review this book, Book of Roman and Book of Book of Romans and the Book of Galatians are the highest revelation through all the books.
那这两卷书的教义性非常的强。
There are very high teaching in those two books.
如果你读这两卷书的话，你就发现，除了几乎再没一个人可以把律法和恩典说得这么清楚。
When you read these two books, you can see that there are no other people can preach that the law and the grace so clearly.
所以说，弟兄姊妹，当你有一封信的话，当你有一卷书，这一卷书你知道说和你有很大的关系。
So brothers, sisters, if you can see there's a book, a letter, there's a very close relationship with you.
那我一定要知道这卷书到底写了什么。
So then I have to really know what it's talking about.
那我们知道加拉太书整卷书的信息。
So we know the whole letter, what it's talking about.
如果按照我们老亚当生命来看的话，
If we use the old Adam's life to read it，
我们看到这些话并不舒服。
We don't feel comfortable when we read it。
但这卷书的内容和确实和你我有很大的关联。
But when what it talk about is it has very close relationship for us。
那到底关联在哪里？等一下我告诉你。
So what it is that I will tell you later。
那如果我们仔细读加拉太书的话，你看到加拉太书有一个中心点。
When we read the book of Galatians carefully, we see there is a focal point.For this book.
那个主题就是自由。
That's freedom.
我们知道我们每一个人都向往自由。
So we know everybody is longing for freedom.
那到底什么叫自由？
So what is freedom?
那什么叫真自由？
What is the true freedom?
那弟兄姊妹，如果说我叫你给自由下个定义的话，你给自由的定义是什么？
Well, if I ask you to give a definition for freedom, liberty,
那圣经加拉太书清楚地告诉我们，是基督释放了我们，所以我们才得到了真自由。
The book of Galatians tells us is Jesus Christ, He set us free so we can have the true freedom.
那基督把我们从奴隶变成儿女。
He set us free from the slaves to His children.
变成神可以继承神的继承人。
So we can receive his heir of from the God.
对，就好像以色列脱离了埃及才得到自由。
So just like Israelites, they escape from Egypt, then they can have the true freedom.
那基督徒是借着基督脱离了罪的辖制而得自由。
For Christians, we are set free from the bondage of sin, so we have the true freedom.
那上次刘弟兄给我们分享说，这卷书保罗写作的风格一反常态。
Last week, Brother Philip already shared with us that when Paul wrote this book, he has different style.
我们知道保罗一共写了13封书信。
We know that Paul wrote 13 letters.
如果你读这13封书信的话，你发现保罗写作有一个特点。
When you read these 13 letters, you can see he has a style.
他一开始是问安。
He will say hello to them.
然后你不管你教会当中你有多大的问题，他都会找到很多的优点来加以肯定。
When no matter how many big problems of the church, he will find the good things from the church.
你发现加拉太书不是这样。
But in the book of Galatians, it's different.
你发现保罗一开始好像就顾不得那么多，就好像很多的话要一下子说出来。
It's like when Paul wrote this letter, he cannot think about others. He wants to point out.
那到底发生了什么事情让保罗一改他的写作风格？
So what really happened let Paul make this change?
那上一次我们弟兄分享福音，什么是福音？
So last week, brother shared with us what is gospel.
那福音只有一个。
Gospel is only one thing.
那福音的内容是准确的。
Gospel is the content of gospel is accurate.
神的话不允许有任何的修改。
You cannot change the word of God.
我们看到保罗，我们看到使徒行传，我们就看到保罗。保罗是在极力的做工。
In book of Acts, we can see Paul he works very hard.
但是我们看到仇敌却从来没有放弃过搅扰。
But the enemy never stopped disturbing.
但是岂止是仇敌呢？
ButNot only enemies.
实际弟兄姊妹，我们想一下，我们也常常愿意更改神的话。
When we think about it, even us, we often change the words of God.
不管是有意无意的，我们总感觉我们想出一套好办法，要比神高明得多。
Intentionally or unintentionally, we often think we have a way better than what God's plan.
所以说我们在地上哪怕有一点办法，我们都不会按照神的方法去做。
So in this world, even if we have a little bit way, then we will not follow His way.
我们信主好多年，实际我们只愿意接受耶稣基督做我们的救主。
After we believed so many years, we still only want to accept He is our Savior.
我们却不愿意接受主做我们生命的主，做我们的王。
But we don't want Him to be our the master of our life and the king of our life.
是不是这样？
Is that true?
我不知道大家怎么样，我是曾经这样。
I don't know about how about you, but I was like
that. 因为有一个特征。
Because there is one thing.
就是我们信主好多年，我们还是凭己意行做万事。
After we believed so many years, but we still want to do things in our own way.
我们还是牢牢地把握自己的主权。
We still hold on our own decision.
所以今天我们读加拉太书的时候，我们不要作为一个旁观者，对加拉太的信徒说三道四。
So when we read the book of Galatians, we cannot just look at the Christians in Galatia from outside.
我们的信主何尝不是这样？
Isn't the same thing for us?
那上一次刘弟兄跟我们分享了加拉太书的一到十节，第一章的一到十节。
Last week, Brother Philip, he shared with us for chapter 1, verse 1 to 10.
那我今天接着弟兄的内容继续往下分享。
So this week I will continue.
那我今天分享的是第一章的11到24节。
So I will share from verse 11 to 24.
我今天和弟兄这么一交通的题目叫福音是神的启示。
Today I will share gospel is the revelation from God.
我们看今天我们开始读的经文第11、12节。
So we will start from the verse 11 and 12.
我们看到保罗一开始就非常清楚见证了一个事实。
We see that Brother Paul, he already told us at the beginning very clearly.
保罗说，我所传的福音不是我自己悟出的道理来。
He said, the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man.
不是雅各教，不是彼得说的。
It's not what Peter said, it's not what James said.
不是约翰教的。
It's not John.
保罗说，我是从基督那里直接领受的。
I received it directly from Jesus Christ.
保罗说他是从基督那里直接领受了启示。
He said he received this revelation directly from the Lord.
那什么叫启示？
So what is revelation?
那启示是原来是封闭的。
For revelation means it was closed.
那神把它打开，我们就得以知道。
But when God opens it, then we can know.
所以说，今天弟兄姊妹，我们回忆一下，我们每个人都听到福音。
So, when every one of us, when we hear the gospel,
但是我们每一个人，我们都不敢说我的福音是从主那里直接得来的。
But none of us can say that my gospel is from the Lord directly.
但有一个人除外。
But there's one exception.
那就是保罗。
That's Paul.
保罗说，我传的福音，我是从神那里、主那里直接领受的启示。
He said the gospel I preached was from the Lord directly.
那我们说保罗为什么要如此的强调
？Why Paul focus on he specific saying that?
那我们刚才讲了，保罗在做工，但是仇敌从来没有放弃过搅扰。
We know that Paul worked so hard, but enemy never stopped disturbing.
那我们看到，当那个仇敌发现从真理上找不到问题的时候，他就从保罗的人格和其他方面找问题。
So we see that when enemy cannot find his transgressions from Paul when he preached the truth, he will find some other things from his characters.
他们说保罗不是主一开始十二个门徒之一。
They will say Paul was not from the 12 disciples at the beginning.
那保罗在地上没有曾经跟随过主。
He didn't follow the Lord when Jesus was on the earth.
主耶稣被钉十字架复活，保罗不在现场。
When Jesus was crucified, he was not there.
所以说，他们就得出一个结论：保罗所传的福音不是一手的信息。
So that's why they had a conclusion that what Paul preached was not the first-hand gospel.
他说福音是好的。
He said gospel is good.
信耶稣好。
Believing Jesus is good.
但是还有一个重要的观点没有。
But there's one other important point.
什么？就是要再加上隔离和守律法。
There is also you need to have circumcised and follow the law.
那上次我们的弟兄跟我们分享福什么是福音。
So last week, Brother Philip shared with us what is gospel.
那我们知道福音是只有一个。
Gospel is only one thing.
福音是完备的。
Gospel is complete.
福音是准确的。
Gospel is accurate.
神的话不允许有任何的添加和筛减。
You cannot change, add anything or reduce anything from the word of God.
如果完备的福音再加上一点。
If complete gospel, if you add a little bit on it,
哪怕只是一点,
even though it's a little bit,
那整个就变了质,
the whole gospel is changed.
这些弟兄姊妹, 我们要小心,
so brothers and sisters, we have to be careful.
因为仇敌他不是给你整个的改变,
because the enemy doesn't change everything for you.
他是在关键的地方给你修改一点点,
he just changed the key point.
好像绝大多数都一样的,
it seems like most of them are the same.
但整个就是那一点点整个的福音就变了质。
But just change that single little bit, the whole thing is changed.
所以我们看，当犹太人把福音再加上守律法格里的时候
，So when Jews they add the circumcision on top of and the law on top of the gospel，
因为他就从一个相信的信仰变成一个努力才可以得到的宗教。
So they changed this believing to a religion.
那它就变成一个我们依靠主，变成了我们为主可以做什么。
They changed from what you believe in God to something that you have to do something for God.
我们知道加拉太的信徒当时就是那样的一个光景。
So we can see that the Christians in Galatia at that time was just like that.
其实我们看到岂止是加拉太的信徒是这样。
We see that not only the Christians in Galatia.
我们看到主耶稣加拉太书已经写了将近两千年的时间。
We see that this book of Galatians has been written for over 2,000 years.
主耶稣为我们钉十字架也将近两千年。
The Lord has been crucified for over 2,000 years.
但是我们看到我们现在基督徒是活在这个恩典的时代。
We live in the age of grace.
但是我们常常还听到基督徒说要守律法，要守律法。
But we still hear that we need to keep the law, keep the law.
弟兄姊妹，你考虑一下，今天神接纳我们是因为我们行为好吗？
Brothers, sisters, you think about it. We are accepted by the God. Is it because what we did?
是因为我们守律法，神来接纳我们吗
？It's because we keep the law that God will accept us.
我们知道今天主神接纳我们，是在他儿子基督里接纳我们。
We know that God accepts us because we were accepted in His Son.
是在他儿子的宝血遮盖下接待我们。
Because we are covered in the blood of His Son.
那今天我们如果我们靠行为称义的话。我们就是有就是一个什么就是我们靠自己的行为搭一个梯子要上天上去
If we are just by our conduct it's just like we just want to put a ladder for us to go to heaven
弟兄姊妹你知道我们永远不能搭一个梯子上天
Brothers sisters we can never put a ladder to go to heaven
我们怎么上天上去
How can we go to heaven
那除非神把那个梯子从天上放下来，我们才可以上去。
Only God, He can put the ladder for us.
这叫什么
？What is that?
这叫恩典。
That's grace.
这叫福音。
That's gospel.
所以今天我们知道，当我们基督徒蒙受了恩典，重新回到律法主义的时候
，So today when Christians we receive the gospel, we receive the grace, but we still go back to the law.
这意味着什么？
What does that mean?
这意味着我们又重新回到律法的咒诅和神的愤怒之下。
So then that means we come back to the curse of the law.
你知道神在两千年以前，他为我们上十字架，成就了这宝贵的恩典。
We know that God He had this revelation, the salvation for us 2,000 years ago.
那神是把我们从律法的捆绑当中锁链当中解放出来
He set us free from this bondage of the sin
我们成为一个自由人。
So we can be free.
所以当我们重新守律法的时候，我们又重新回到了律法的咒诅和神的愤怒之下。
So if we go back to, if we keep the law, we go back to the curse of the law and the anger of the God.
当你靠行为的时候，你知道你越是想上天堂，天堂就离你越远。
If you rely on your conduct, heaven is further to you.
因为什么？当我们尝试要做一个好人的时候，我们才发现我们有多么的坏。
Because when we try to do good, then we found out how bad we are.
因为耶稣基督他释放了我们，替代了我们。
Because Jesus Christ, He set us free.
那今天我们知道，保罗给我们传的是自由的福音。
We know today, Paul preached us this freedom gospel.
保罗给我们传的是自由的真理。
He preached to us this freedom truth.
那今天弟兄姊妹，我们今天可以上天堂，是神是主让我们可以上天堂，不是我们可以靠我们。
Today we can go to heaven not because we can do it for ourselves, it's because God, He wants us to go to heaven.
我们今天是依靠的主，不是依靠自己。
We rely on the Lord, not ourselves.
当我们依靠他的时候，我们就发现主有多么的美善。
When we rely on Him, we can see His beauty.
不是我们有多么的坏。
It's not because how bad we are.
是他有多么的美善。
It's because how beautiful He is.
区别就在这里。
This is grace.
是。
Oh, this is the difference.
哎，你知道神没有赦免不了的罪。
There's no sin that cannot be forgiven by God.
当我们愿意认罪的时候，我们一切的罪过都被赦免。
When we confess our sins to the Lord, all our sins are forgiven.
所以说，今天不是你有多坏，是有神多么的美善。
Is today is not how bad you are, is because how beautiful the Lord is.
是今天他的美善来取代了我们的伪善。
Because of His goodness, and so we can be saved, not as bad.
当我们有一天站在神的面前的时候，不是来重现我们的好处。
When we come to the Lord one day, is not.Is not to show how good we are.
我们站在神的面前，是呈现主耶稣为我们的替代的一切。
When we stand before Him, is to show how much He did for us.
我们知道什么叫因信称义。
We know what is justified by faith.
因信称义是加拉太书很重要的一个教义。
Justified by faith is the key point of Book of Galatians.
因信称义就是当我们知道什么是律法，那律法就是当律法的功用是让我们知罪。
We know what is the function of the law. The law is to let us to know the sin.
那律法的功用是把我们重新引到神的面前，恩典面前。
Law can bring us back to the Lord.
那律法是神让我们看到我们在律法现在面前无能为力的时候，神说好，现在你做不到的事，我让我的儿子替你做。
Law can bring us to the Lord so that we can see we cannot do anything. We have to rely on His Son.
那我儿子所做的一切就算在你的头上，存进你的账户。
So whatever.My son did is all in your account.
我们这就叫因信称义。
This is how it's called justified by faith.
我没有做什么，是神叫他的儿子替我们做的。
I didn't do anything. It's just God. He asked His Son did everything for me.
你知道在非洲有个国家，他们的圣经把因信称义就翻成你没事了。
We know there is a country in.Africa, they say justified by faith is just like you are okay.
所以神是担待了我们的一切。
God is everything.
所以今天我们知道，你不要再尝试去遵行律法。
So today, don't try to keep the law.
因为犹太人已经 从律法时，从摩西时代一直到主耶稣再来1500年的时间，他们证明他们在这律法面前他是无能为力的。
Because Israelites already proved for us that from the time of Moses to the time of grace, they have shown that they cannot do anything for themselves.
好，我们看到接下来保罗就更进一步的引证福音的启示。
So now we can see Paul he proved deeply saying what is gospel.
好，弟兄姊妹，我问你，如果你想让人说服一个人相信一件事的话，你用什么方法？
When you want to prove something to somebody, what do you use?
那如果我要让人相信一件事的话，最好的方法就是把发生在我身上的经历说一次。
If I want somebody to trust one thing, then is the best way is just to tell what I experienced to him.
那我们知道这就是基督徒所说的见证。
This is called testimony.
那我们在去年在福音布道会的时候，有一个福音朋友听了第一天的信息。
Last year when we had a gospel meeting, there is one friend, he heard the message.
然后他就问说，第二天还有没有见证？
He asked is the second day is there any testimony?
他说如果有见证的话，我还要来听。
If there is still testimony, I want to come here to hear.
哦，你就知道福音朋友愿意听见证。
We know that gospel friends they want to hear gospel testimonies.
为什么愿意听见证？
Why?
因为那是活的真理。
Because that's the living truth.
因为基督徒的见证有力量，有说服力。
Because Christian's testimony is powerful.
所以保罗说，我用我的亲身经历来述说福音的启示。
So Paul said, I use my true experience to show the gospel revelation.
所以保罗说，我告诉你，我曾经是一个怎样的人。
So Paul said, what I was.
他说从前我不相信这道。
In the past, I didn't believe this.
我不但不信，我还要竭力铲除信这道的人。
Not only I don't believe, I tried, I beyond measure, I tried to destroy it.
弟兄姊妹，当你发现有一个人，他可以公开谈论他过去罪恶的时候，证明这个人的罪恶已经得到了赦免。
Dear brothers, sisters, when we see that there's one person, he is just publicly share his transgressions in the past, that means his sin has been forgiven.
去年我们那个福音布道会，陈志宏弟兄，大家知道吧？
Last year we have this gospel meeting. We know there's a brother Chen.
那他第一天的福音布道会，他说的话很让人震撼。
The message he shared the first day is very shocking to us.
那有的人说他怎么可以这么大胆，把自己的一些过去的一些丑闻，家族的丑闻，可以公开的去讲。
Some people said, how can he be so bravely to show all the bad things he did in the past?
我们看到，当一个人可以公开的谈论他过去失败的时候，证明他在神的面前已经得到了赦免。
We see that when a person he can publicly talk about the failure he did in the past, that means everything he has done has been forgiven.
陈志宏弟兄，他可以对人讲他曾经是一个多么坏的人。
He can tell people how bad he was.
因为他知道，很清楚的知道，神已经赦免了他。
Because he knows exactly that God has forgiven him.
我们都熟悉的一卷诗篇，诗篇五十一篇。
We are familiar with Psalm 51.
是谁写的？
Who wrote it?
知不知道？
Do you know?
大卫。
David.
我怕大家好像睡着了，我又提醒一下，互动一下也好一点啊。
I hope everybody is awake.
我们都很熟悉这篇诗篇五十一篇。
We are all familiar with Psalm 51.
五十一篇是我们知道大卫是犯奸淫悔改之后写了一篇诗篇。
Psalm 51 is when David sinned against the Lord. He came to the Lord and he confessed his sin.
那我们看到大卫他悔改以后，他就写了这篇诗篇。
He confessed his sin and he wrote this hymn.
目的是什么
？Psalm. Why?
目的是让所有的人都知道他曾经犯过罪。
It's because he wants to tell everybody that he has sinned.
不仅叫当时的人知道，他让世世代代的人都知道他犯了罪。
Not only tell the people at that time, he wants to tell the people in other ages.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你读诗篇五十一篇，你有没有注意开始的在边上有一个小字？
There is a one little small font of word in Psalm 51. I don't know if you have paid attention on it.
那上面写到说，大卫写完了这篇诗篇，就交给了领长。
It says when David wrote this psalm, he gave it to the chief musician.
领长是什么意思？
What is chief musician?
我相信有些弟兄姊妹知道。
I think some brothers know.
什么？就是在圣殿里负责赞美的人。
Those are the people who are in charge of praise in temple.
我们看大卫的悔改有多么的彻底。
We can see how thoroughly David's confess is.
啊，你看他不但让世世代人知道，他还让人唱出来，把他的罪唱出来。
Not only he tells everybody, he wants people to sing.
你有没有听说过这样的人？
Have you ever heard about this kind of person?
把自己的罪当作诗歌唱出来，让所有的人都知道。
Use the hymn to sing about his sin.
所以你就知道大卫，当大卫最后的时候，神给他那个结论不是偶然的。
Now we know that the conclusion God gave David is not random.
神说大卫是我所喜悦的人。
God said, David is one of the person I'm pleased.
所以大卫在诗篇三十二篇一节他说，得赦免其过，遮掩其罪，这人是有福的。
That's why it says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
所以大卫很清楚，他在神面前已经得到了赦免。
Because David knows exactly that his sin has been forgiven by the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你还不敢谈论过去的失败的时候，证明你的罪还没有得到赦免。
So brothers and sisters, if you are still afraid of talking about your past sin, that means your sin hasn't been forgiven.
当你的罪得到赦免的时候，你就可以毫无恐惧地公开地去谈论自己曾经是一个怎样的人。
When your sin has been forgiven, then you can share with other people publicly.
否则，你就不会让人知道你曾经做了什么。
Otherwise, you wouldn't allow other people know.
所以，弟兄姊妹，我们心中有没有这样一个确据，我的罪已经得到赦免？
So brothers and sisters, do you have a true evidence that our sin has been forgiven?
我们看到保罗，我们回到保罗。
We come back to Paul.
那保罗他可以公开和人讲，我曾经是一个怎样的人。
He can share publicly that, what he was.
因为保罗说，在罪人当中，我是个罪魁。
In the sinners, I'm the chief sinner.
什么罪魁是什么意思？
What is the chief sinner?
因为我们知道我们罪人罪得赦免就是很大的恩典。
When our sins forgiven, we receive the grace.
当那个罪魁得到的赦免就是最大的恩典。
The chief sinner, what he received is the greatest grace.
所以保罗很清楚他在神那里得到了最大的恩典。
So that means Paul, he knows he received the greatest grace from the Lord.
所以保罗说，我告诉你，我是一个怎样的人。
That's why Paul told us what he was.
他说，我曾经是基督徒的死敌。
I was the enemy of Christians.
我是反对基督徒的勇士。
I'm the soldier to destroy the Christians.
基督徒抓进监狱被杀。
Christians were captured to prison.
妻离子散，家破人亡。
Family broken, losing their wives.
都是因为我这个人。
It's because of me.
他说我就是这样一个人。
I am that one.
他说我不仅是这样一个人，我还是一个狂热的律法主义者。
I'm not only that, I'm zealous of law.
那什么是律法主义者？
What is zealous of law?
他说我比同龄的人还先进，更激进。
I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries.
我们知道腓立比书的三章五节。
We know in Philippians 3:5.
我们不翻圣经，我提到圣经的出处，如果你感兴趣，你记下来可以回去查看。
We don't look up in the Bible.
那腓立比书三章五节，保罗说：“我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族的便雅悯支派的人。”
Philippians 3:5 says, "Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel."
他说：“我是希伯来人生的希伯来人。”
Of the tribes.Of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
据律法说，我是法利赛人。
Concerning the law, a Pharisee.
那什么叫他为什么要说这些
？Why did he talk about this?
因为他告诉我他是地地道道的律法主义者。
Because he wants to tell us he followed the law.
他是地地道道的犹太人。
He is a Jew. He's a Jew.
第八天受割礼，他说我是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
He is the seed of Abraham.
我是以色列族的便雅悯支派的人。
Of the stock of Israel.
那为什么说到以色列族，再强调一个便雅悯支派
？Why did he mention the tribe of Benjamin?
如果你读创世纪的时候，你就发现，原来在犹太人当以色列当中十二个支派当中，唯有便雅悯是生在迦南地的。
When we read Genesis, we know that only Benjamin was born in the land of Canaan.
那希伯来人生的希伯来人什么意思
？What is a Hebrew of the Hebrews?
那我们知道犹太人王国几千年来，你知道他们的后裔虽然是希伯来人，但都不会讲希伯来语了。
When Israelites, their country was broken, so they even though they are Hebrews, but they cannot speak Hebrews.
对，保罗说，我不但希伯来人，我还可以讲希伯来语。
Paul said, I'm not only a Hebrew, I can also speak Hebrews.
保罗说，就律法说，我是法利赛人。
Concerning the law, I'm Pharisee.
法利赛人就是遵行律法的人。
Pharisees is they keep the law.
我们知道，但犹太人他们把神的律法世世代代的都加以解释。
Pharisees, they will explain all the law generation by generation.
所以说到主耶稣来的那个时代
，When the time Jesus come，
那个律法不仅律法到被最后就由犹太人总结到613条。
The law has been changed to six.613laws by the Israelites.
那就是厚厚的几本书。
It's very few, very thick books.
那法利赛人不但遵守神的律法，还遵守这些遗传。
Pharisees not only keep the law, they also keep their traditions.
那换句话说，保罗说这些话，那个意思说我不可能成为基督徒。
Paul said that because he wants to say, I cannot be a Christian.
我不可能去传扬福音。
I cannot preach gospel.
这是绝对不可能的事情。
That's not possible.
所以说保罗说，从头到尾的经历是一个事实。
Oh, the whole experience is one fact.
就是犹太教和基督教是绝对不相容的。
The Judaism and the Christian cannot be consulted.Together.
他说：“你们怎么可以想象我是从别人那里得到福音
？”How can you imagine I got the gospel from somebody else？
我们看到第十五节到十七节。
15-17.
第十五节，保罗他说，我是从母腹里就被分别出来的。
I'm separated from my mother's womb.
那在这里保罗说到了预定论。
Paul here mentioned a predestination.
我们不知道弟兄姊妹啊，我们知道基督徒常常对预定论有很多的讨论争论。
So I know there is a lot of arguments and discussions for predestination.
但保罗说，我相信预定论。
But Paul said, I believe it.
因为那个预定论不是一个学说。
Because the predestination is just a, not only a theory.
不是一套理论。
It's not a theory.
不是一种哲学。
It's not a philosophy.
是我生命当中的一个事实。
It's a fact in my life.
保罗说，神在母腹里就已经拣选了他。
Paul said, from his mother's womb, he's already separated by God.
我们如果读保罗生平的话，我们发现保罗是大概66岁寻道。
We know that Paul, he was martyred when he was 66.
那他大概是33岁在大马色的路上被主呼召。
He was called by the Lord when he was 33 on the way to Damascus.
那我们发现保罗的人生是两个33年。
So in his life there are two 33 years.
那么他在前33年当中，神屡次的恩召他。
In his first 33 years, God has called him so many times.
因为他不顺服。
But he didn't obey.
因为保罗定义要走自己的路。
He wants to walk on his own way.
那《使徒行传》26章14节，保罗在回忆。
Acts
26:14，《使徒行传》。
In Acts 26:14,
保罗回忆他当被那个大马色路上被神的大光照到的时候。
On the way to Damascus, when he was the light of God shine upon him.
那主对扫罗说。
The Lord talked to Paul.
他说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Saul, why are you persecuting me?
你硬脚七次是难的。
It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
我们看到神屡次的呼召他，他不顺服。
We can see that God called him so many times, he didn't obey.
所以主耶稣说，你硬脚七次是难的。
So that's why Jesus said, it is hard for you to kick against the goats.
这是保罗的经历。
This is his experience.
但实际我们今天蒙神拣选，何尝不是如此？
Isn't that the same that we were chosen by God?
虽然我们不清楚到底预定论、拣选论这个神学道理。
Even though we don't know the theory of predestination.
但弟兄姊妹，你想一下，如果不是神来找我们，我们永远不可能成为基督徒。
But if you think about it, if God doesn't come to look for us, we cannot find him.
如果你想找神，你永远找不到神。
If we want to look for him, we can never find him.
那什么叫宗教？
So what is religion?
宗教是人找神。
Religion is man look for God.
什么叫福音？
What is gospel?
福音就是神找我们，叫福音。
Gospel is God looking for man.
所以今天我们想到，我们屡次神一次一次的恩召到临到我们。
Today we see that God calls us so many times.
他在等待我们愿意。
He is waiting for us to obey.
去年我们教会受洗，有一个弟兄做见证。
Last year there is one brother, when he was baptized, he had a testimony.
他说神等候了他30多年。
He said God has waited for him for over 30 years.
所以这是不是预定论？
Isn't it predestination?
这是不是神的拣选？
Is it chosen by God?
我们虽然不明白，
even though we don't understand,
但是我们每一个人信主的时候都有这样一个生命的事实在我们心里。
But there is this fact in every single one of us when we believed.
我常常有这样的感觉。
I often have this feeling.
当我向一个人传福音的时候，
When I preach gospel to someone,
费了那么大的精力，
I tried so hard,
他不信，
He doesn't believe.
那我就失去了信心，
I lose my faith.
我甚至会放弃，
I even give up.
但你知道，我会放弃，我会失去信心，但神不会放弃。
But you know, I will give up, I lose my faith, but God never give up.
神不会失去信心。
He never give up. He will never lose faith.
他有耐心等待。
He has patience to wait.
他可以等三十年。
He can wait for 30 years.
当我不愿意再做的时候，神又兴趣愿意帮的弟兄姊妹再继续的做工作。
If when the time I don't want to do it anymore, God will use other brothers and sisters to do it.
直到他来到神的面前。
Until he comes before the Lord.
这是不是预定拣选？
Isn't it predestination?
所以说预定拣选这个神学理论我们不清楚。
So that's why even though we are not certain about the predestination.
但每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒都有这样一个生命的事实在里面。
But every believer has this fact in our heart.
那第十六节，保罗在这里举出一个事实来。
Verse 16, he pointed another fact.
说他的信息，他的职分，不是从耶路撒冷的使徒而来。
So his ministry is not from the apostles from Jerusalem.
他是从神直接而来。
It's directly from God.
他虽然说不是在地上主耶稣所拣选的使徒，
Even though he is not a disciple who is chosen by God on earth，
但他却是毫无疑问神所选立的使徒。
But there's no question that he is an apostle chosen by God。
我们看到十五、十六节，那这里有很重要的几个点。
In verse 15 and 16, there are a few very important points.
我们看到这里说到了神的对保罗的拣选。
Here we can see he was separated by God.
神对保罗的恩召。
The calling from God.
神对保罗的启示和差遣。
The revelation from God to him.
我们知道恩召和差遣是一件事的两个方面。
We know that calling and separation is two hands of one thing.
恩召是来。
A calling is come.
差遣是去。
Send is to go.
神将保罗恩召来，就给他了重要的启示。
God called him means he gave the revelation to him.
然后就差遣使保罗去做传福音的工作。
He sent him, and because he wants Paul to do the gospel work.
所以保罗说，我没有和属血气的人去商量。
So that's why Paul said, I didn't confer with flesh and blood.
因为我直接从主那里得到了启示。
Because I received this revelation from God.
所以我们就知道，当哥林多的信徒在质疑保罗的时候。
So that's why when the Christians in Corinthians they question Paul.
那我们看保罗写了哥林多后书的那封书信。
So we see that Paul wrote the Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书一开始，保罗第一句话就是奉神旨意。
We see in the Second Corinthians the first word is from the word.
我们就可见保罗在地上的服事是在神的旨意下的服事。
So when he greets, he says, "The apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God." That means he is doing the things by the will of God.
否则，在保罗被交电的时候，他怎么敢讲
？So when Paul was poured out as a drink offering, how can he say that?
那就是提摩太后书四章七到八节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 to 8.
保罗说，那美好的仗我打过了。
He said, I have fought a good fight.
当跑的路我跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
所信的道我守住了。
I have kept the faith.
我从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Finally, there's a laid up for me the crown of righteousness.
就是那按公义审判的主到那日所要给我的。
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day.
说不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
我们知道在整本的新约圣经当中，只有一个人在没死之前，他知道他是一个得胜者。
We know that in all of the New Testament books, there's only one person he is sure that He had this revelation, he has this gospel before he died.
那我们知道保罗的见证是空前的。
We know that Paul, he has this testimony never happened before.
那这里神给我们一个应许，让我们知道这不是绝后的。
But God also told us this is not, it's not stopping there, not only him.
因为神应许他赐给保罗的冠冕，同样也赐给那些爱慕他显现的人。
So God promised that the crown he is giving to Paul, he will also give to others who's also, who has loved his appearing as well.
所以你我都有一个机会在地上做一个得胜者，像保罗一样。
So you and me also have the chance, opportunity to be an overcomer.
因为神给每一个人的恩典都是一样的，不同，都是一样的。
Because God has given the same grace to you and me.
好，接下来保罗说，他就去了阿拉伯的旷野，在旷野当中待了三年。
Then he said that he went to Arabia wilderness and he stayed there for 3 years.
好，我们就要问，为什么去旷野？
Why he went to Arabia wilderness?
我们看到神要使用呼召一个人，他不是马上要用你。
So we see that when God is using a person, he will not just call him and use him right away.
他在等待你。
He is waiting for you.
他在给你很多的试炼。
He will give the trials to you.
所以常常我听到弟兄姊妹说，我在等待神。
I often hear that brothers and sisters will say, I'm waiting for God.
其实错了，不是你在等待神，神在等待我们。
It's wrong. It's not we are waiting for God. It's God is waiting for us.
因为我们还没有合神所用。
Because we are not ready.
所以保罗为什么到旷野？
Why Paul went to wilderness?
因为人只有进入内室，离开那个嘈杂的声音。
So only when man come into inside and away from the noise,
我们才可以真正听到主的声音。
We can only hear the voice from God.
我们常常被世界所充满。
We are often filled by the world.
我们牢牢地抓住了自己的主权。
We hold on our authority.
我不会听到主的声音。
I cannot hear the voice of God.
什么叫旷野？
But what is wilderness?
旷野就是完全一种没有水，什么都没有。
Wilderness is there is no water in it.
旷野是告诉我们，是我们是一个依靠神的生活。
In wilderness, we can live a life relying on God.
基督徒信主以后都要走旷野路。
After Christians believe in God, we all need to walk on the path in wilderness.
因为你从此以后不要再依靠这个世界。
Because from now on, you cannot rely on this world.
当以色列人从埃及出来的时候，
When Israelites came from Egypt,
他们每天吃饭喝水一定要抬头仰望才可以。
Every day when they drink and eat, they have to look up to heaven.To wait.
所以基督徒信主要走旷野路。
So Christians, when we walk on the world, we need to walk in the wilderness.
所以当神拣选保罗的时候，他第一步就没有把他放在那个重要的位置上。
So when God chose Paul, he didn't put him into a very important position.
而且把他带到旷野。
Instead, he brought him into wilderness.
我们知道保罗在旷野当中，他和神的关系亲密无间。
We know that when Paul was in wilderness, he is so close to the Lord.
虽然说我们看到我们的需要，我们眼睛看不到。
Even though our needs we cannot see.
但神是我们的一切。
But God is everything for us.
所以保罗在旷野当中，他和神的关系亲密无间。
When Paul was in wilderness, he has so close relationship with God.
这三年当中，他对自己的信仰有很多的检讨。
He has thought thoroughly in these 3 years about the relationship between him and God.
他以前他认为他杀基督徒、破坏基督徒，他就是在爱主。
He thought when he persecuted Christians is the way he loved the Lord.
他说我怎么会蠢到这样一个程度？与基督为敌呢？
He thought, how can I be so stupid? I did this foolish thing.
当他谦卑下来回到神面前的时候，神就把那个重要的启示和托付给了他。
When he humbled to the Lord has given him this great revelation to him.
我们虽然不知道到底主耶稣和他讲了什么，
Even though we don't know what did Jesus tell him,
但是我们从保罗书信当中，我们就深深地知道保罗从神那里，基督那里得到了丰富。
From his letters, we know that he has received abundance from the Lord.
我们知道在福音四本福音书都提到十字架。
We know that all book of, gospel books all mention about cross.
但你会发现十字架解释最清楚的不是福音书。
But we can see that the best explanation for cross is not from the book of gospel.
是保罗书信。
Is the letters from Paul.
保罗是把十字架讲得最清楚。
He explained the gospel, the cross the most clearly.
那还有一节经文是哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十六节。
There's one more verse, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23 to 26.
我们都是非常熟悉的经文。
This is the verse we are all familiar with.
好，我
First Corinthians。
好，我们看到保罗说，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的。
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you。
就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，他拿起饼来，祝谢了就掰开。
That the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread。
他说，这是我的身体为你们舍的。
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said,Take it, this is my body which is broken for you.
你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Do this in remembrance.
饭后也照相拿起杯来。
After supper, he took, in the same manner, he took the cup.
说这杯是用我的血与你们立的新约。
Saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood.
你们每逢喝的时候是为了纪念，如此行是为了纪念我。
This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是纪念我的死，只等到主来。
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
好，弟兄姊妹，我就要问你们。
Dear brothers and sisters, I ask you.
我们就知道主在最后，在地上最后一个晚上，他和门徒吃了最后一次饭。
The last supper, Jesus had the supper with his disciples.
那叫最后的晚餐。
That's called last supper.
我们大家很清楚，那个时候是主和十二个门徒在场。
We know that he was there with his 12 disciples.
保罗怎么会知道？
How Paul knows?
那我们在这里很清楚，保罗说不是彼得和他讲的。
Paul said, "It's not Peter told him."
不是约翰说的。
It's not John told him.
他说我是从主领受的。
I received from the Lord.
那我们今天看，如果福音书主的饼杯只是记录了一个事实
，If just the bread and cup is just a wrote a fact.
那哥林多前书十一章二十三到二十四节，二十六节。
First Corinthians.Chapter 11, verse 23 to 26.
那就是主对饼杯真理很重要的一个启示，亲自给了保罗。
Is the revelation from God about the bread and cup is given by Jesus Christ?
所以主将全部的福音信息启示赐给了保罗。
So is the whole gospel is revealed from God to Paul?
那神。恩召保罗，并且差派保罗去传扬福音。
So God called Paul to preach gospel.
我们知道保罗的转变是他遇见了复活主的结果。
The transform of Paul is the result of he meet the Lord.
保罗说：“我就是这样得到福音的启示。”
Paul said, "This is how I received the revelation of gospel."
听起来好像不可思议。
Sounds like impossible.
好，我们读加拉太书一章二十节。
We read the chapter
保罗说，我写给你们的不是谎言，这是我在神面前说的。
I write to you indeed before God I do not lie.
保罗说，我没有撒谎。
I do not lie.
神可以给我做见证。
God is testimony of you, can witness me.
这就是保罗所传的福音，从神那里得到的启示。
This is the gospel that Paul preached, which is the revelation from God.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢主，你给我们赐下这宝贵的时间。
Dear Lord, we thank you for giving us this time.
主啊，你不仅仅把这个宝贵的启示赐给了保罗。